And we're live.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to kick on YouTube. Then I can mute myself. Waiting for the Ramblecast. Still waiting. There it goes.
There we go.
All right. Let me mute that.
We got to wait for Nick.
We always have to wait for me. Yeah, it's true.
I feel like I've been quarantined for like 10 years. What's going on here?
All right. There we go.
Seriously.
Y'all want a song?
Okay, here comes.
Yeah, give me a fucking song, dude. I need something to cheer up my day. Because today sucks.
Well, I want something peppy.
It's not peppy. It's not peppy.
Not that Lover's Lament crap.
It's not Lover's Lament, but it's not peppy either.
So okay.
We'll just see. Okay. I wrote this one special, too. My balls are oh so blue. And my wife wears a mask. There's nothing really to do. I thank God I got the Ramblecast. I got the quarantine blues. Got nothing much to do. Can't even fuck my wife.
Oh, no.
With the quarantine blues. We went and watched the news, and it killed my fun. Oh, these quarantine blues make me get up and run. My balls are oh so blue, and my wife wears a mask. There's nothing really to do, so I thank God I got the Ramblecast during these quarantine blues.
That might be your best one yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's also the saddest one.
Yeah, it was kind of down. It's a blues song.
It was sad, but it had some funny lines in it. I had a chuckle.
I dropped an F-bomb. I questioned putting that in or not.
But don't question. That was perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it matters on this show.
It's true.
Not at all.
F-bomb all you want.
Ran out of fucks.
Fuck Tampa Bay.
Well, come on. What were his choices? The Chargers? I kept telling people, there's no fucking way.
The fucking Patriots, Jack.
Well, I thought he would go back to the Patriots. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what's, trouble in paradise. But when people are like Charger fans, we're going to get Tom Brady. And all of a sudden, after he picked Tampa Bay, we didn't want him.
So
we got Tom Brady.
The St. Patrick's Day parade gets canceled. We've got all bars and restaurants are closed. We've got schools closed, in which all these parents are now homeschool teachers as well as full-time workers. And all this shit happens. And then on St. Patrick's Day of all fucking days, we find out that Tom Brady's not coming back to the Patriots. It's a fucking shitty day.
Well, it's who's going to come out with their legacy looking better. Tom Brady?
A shitty fucking day in Boston.
Hey, hold on a second. I hate to jump on your pity parade. Is your team still in you still have a team there?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, but
Jack,
I do.
Jack, that's Jack, a long suffering. That was like 2 years ago, so get over it.
No, it was 3 years. No. You can't bullshit. You can't tell someone who supported something, and there wasn't like I had, it wasn't like they were lining up Lombardis left and right, not like the Patriots where it's like, it's so hard to be a diehard Patriots fan winning every fucking year. You don't know what it was like to be a Charger fan, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, and it was like being a Patriots fan for every year prior to 2000.
I was a Charger fan longer than any of you have been alive.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
So they move, they leave, and say, fuck you. And I'm supposed to go, okay, I forget it. But now I'm a long-suffering Colts fan.
Yeah, are you making the jump? You going to the Colts?
Oh, I'm going to the Colts.
Nice.
I said wherever Rivers went, I was going.
An interesting NFL fact before we drown out anybody who actually was tuning in live. So not in NFL history has a quarterback won a Super Bowl in their home field stadium. Not in history.
No.
The Super Bowl next year is going to be in Tampa Bay.
It is.
Oh.
Well, if there's a season.
It's true. True.
Because I think I think you're looking at the NHL and NBA are done.
So let's get on to the elephant in the room, the old coronavirus, eh?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Matt.
COVID-19.
A little COVID-19. So some call this crazy, you know, as Matt and I were talking about our doomsday prepping. Some call this, little wackadoos. But look at us now. I've got more ramen noodles that can last me until 2021.
Who was calling you guys crazy?
People are calling us crazy.
I said the situation is crazy.
All of the listener feedback that we didn't read.
Yeah, that was all that feedback. All those emails we didn't read. All calling us crazy.
I did find it because my wife the other day, I told her, I said, hey, they might be shutting everything down in like 48 hours. She still had to work, and she goes, I said, you want me? Because we only have the one car right now. And she goes, okay. And she goes, I bought groceries. Don't worry. So my daughter picked them up and brought them. It was a bag of chips. Oh, let me see what it was. A bag of chips, a thing of beef jerky, a big thing of peanut butter. What else was it? It was like five things. I said, oh, we're safe. We're going to have a chip a day. There was no bread. There was no bread whatsoever. So I sent a picture to, we have a family chat. I sent it. Oh, it was Chips Ahoy, thing of Chips Ahoy, beef jerky, peanut butter, some jelly, and a bag of chips.
Okay, so what's for dinner?
Now Jack's got the beef.
I said, wow, that's great. I go, that's fantastic. So I got, Jay was like, don't be a dick. She was just doing best. I go, the fuck are we going to do with this?
So Jack is now 10 times more susceptible to coronavirus because he has diabetes.
So I went to the store. When my daughter came over, I said, can we go to the store? So we went to the store and I bought some stuff and lots of noodles, lots of stuff and stuff that'll last for at least a couple weeks.
Stuff is good because it gets you stuffed.
So, yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
That's the stuff right there.
I bought, it's funny because I had my Costco run and I didn't tell my wife about it. And at some point, I feel like she doesn't want to say that I'm right.
Oh yeah, right.
But she's okay with it.
So. I forgot to mention. When I went back to the store, I did pick up a 4-pack of toilet paper at Food Lion. Now, if you can't see, I posted this on.
Oh my God. Like,
dude, those are the biggest inner rolls I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
that's like the Magnum inner roll.
It's like a quick. I post that and people are going, you can go through 4 packs a day. I go to the doctor. I go, well, no. I go, I guess you can't see. It's like the equivalent of one roll of toilet paper.
It's like four shit tickets per roll.
It's cha-ching toilet paper, but you can only have one. But that's all they had. It's like we bought some Costco. I just thought it was funny, so the crinkle on it
sounds awful.
It's like travel size toilet paper. You know, like you'd put your car in case you have to stop on the side of the road and take a dump. But now
you take the whole roll and wipe your ass with it.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought it was funny, but
half ply.
I was going to put it with my wife's supplies.
I'll tell you though, like it. All joking aside, you know, when I bought my bidet attachment, people are like, what are you doing with a bidet? That's so weird. Why do you want to square your bum with water? And all I can say is, fuck you. I use hardly any toilet paper because I have the cleanest butt in town and I'm not going to the store going like crazy trying to buy toilet paper. If you can find one, there are still a few available, a few different brands. But go on to janejack.com/Amazon and find yourself a bidet attachment. You'll spend 30, 40, all the way up to like $200 if you want to get real crazy with your ass. But you can get like the $35, $40 version, which is what I have in my toilet downstairs. It is
the expensive one. I'm not leaving the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of my coworkers bought a $200 or $280 bidet seat. It's actually like an electronic one. So you plug it into the wall.
Oh, wow.
And it heats the seat. Oh, it actually has an air dryer, which is clutch. I'm kind of jealous about it. And it's supposedly
is it a Dyson dryer?
No, I forgot what brand it was, but she swears by it. And I'll tell you right now, though, the bidet is a huge, huge payback on that investment, because I'm not freaking out about toilet paper. You don't have to freak out about toilet paper. It works brilliantly. So do yourself a favor. Go out and buy one. You can get the attachments, right? You buy the one that attaches to your existing toilet. It takes 15 minutes to install, and you're going to cut down your toilet paper consumption by like 95%.
Yeah, what if they shut off water usage? What if they just say,
well, then you're fucked.
Water's contaminated.
Then you can't shit it either way. So anyway, so you know, you're up the creek either way.
Yeah. You go out in the yard, dig a hole, put it on fire.
Yeah, I was telling you, I had
you saw a really JP's solution, right? JP shared the picture of the sprinkler underneath
the backyard one.
Yeah,
that was nice.
I was gonna say that I had a really great dog poop cleanup service come into the house. They did a really good job. You know, they kept the yard nice and clean until they found out I didn't have a dog.
I got it.
Train's coming.
Yep.
Train's coming.
Can't have a podcast without some kind of noise coming from my end of the
world. Or talk about poop.
So I'm on basically like a day five of being like home. Self quarantine.
I was happy you did that, because at your age you're more susceptible to the disease. So I was like, oh, good, thank God, Matt's protecting himself. Mm-hmm. Woo! I was worried, Matt. I was worried for you.
I'm more worried about some of the other people that I know that are in Jack's age range that I interact with on a daily basis, as well as some other people that may have some other. You know, because afflictions, like if you've been a smoker, you know, those it's not good. But anyway, all our entire family, because we have basically four different schools that we go to with between the kids and my wife and I, all shut down. So starting on Friday, I've seen a couple people since then, but, you know, I've just been washing my hands and, you know, and I have the COVID paranoia. The paranoia, like, do I have it?
Oh, yeah.
What if I have it and I don't know I have it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
what happened to me? I didn't sleep well Saturday night. And then I woke up around 5:20, 5:30 in the morning. And my entire throat was just completely dried out. And I was just like, and I was there, you know, and then your brain starts rambling. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've got it. And then I realized I was sleeping on my back.
I'll tell you, man, I've been sick for like 4 or 5 days. You know, just like, I've been coughing. I'm congested, no fever or anything like that. None of the symptoms. And I honestly think it's just allergies and it's that time of year, but yeah, same way you get a lot of
pollen around. I've had heartburn for like 2 weeks.
Me too. But I think that's also just my anxiety and the fact that I keep drinking a lot of coffee. So you put me in my house for like days on end with just,
I don't drink coffee.
My nerves and you know, just,
but I'm not really overly nervous about it.
I'm not either, because I've been painting and I've been enjoying this time. Like I get to hang out with my family. We go for walks. Like
I haven't been sleeping. I mean, I'm sleeping like 2 hours a day. I just can't sleep.
Oh wow!
That happens to me. I get to a stretch where I
need some weed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you tried?
Yeah, that's what I need. But no, I get to a. I just get. Like once a year, I'll get to a thing where I just can't sleep, and now I get the heartburn going. Ah. My wife's like, "We need to figure out what's causing the heartburn." I go, "I don't know, water,
grandkids."
it's
an ulcer.
I was thinking it could be an ulcer, maybe.
It's all that tea you drink.
I don't like tea.
I'm gonna get you some of this, Jack. This is where it's at.
What is it?
Nano?
For everybody that can't see what Chris is showing, he's showing him his penis. And
is that why I'm so small? I couldn't see it.
It said nano on it.
So this
you have more than just Tom Brady to be upset about.
Right. So this here is a mixture of CBD and THC in a spray. You just take in nice and calming. It doesn't get you stoned, but it reduces all that stress and
I don't know. Maybe I'm pushing it down and not and trying, because I do worry about the grandkids and stuff like that. And my kids, like I said, if I get it, roll the dice. And, you know, I really don't.
Well, I mean, if there's a really fucked up silver lining, Jack, you know, it's this, is that you don't have to worry about them. They've got to worry about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then okay. Now I feel better.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
The heartburn's gone.
Yeah. Doctor Boston in the house.
I'm not 60. My wife is close to 60, but I'm not 60.
With every age range, it just the you know mortality rates seem to double. So
yeah.
When you look at the stats on that, so it's no joke. It's not the flu. It's basically a flu that no one's ever had. Your body's never encountered it. Mm-hmm. So I know that a lot of people have these misnomers that it's just like the flu. It's in the same family that the flu is in. It's like saying there's a big cat's family and you know, you're able to, you know, play with this one tiger, but this lion is going to eat you. So I don't know. My metaphors aren't that great.
Oh, there you go. The heartburn's back. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. I got a big line in my I got a big line in my chest now.
Have you tried Prilosec?
I've been eating Tums. Tums. I every time I take one, I have to do the Tums song.
Of course. Even the berry ones, you got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the ones we have. We have the berry ones.
Oh, they're good. That's actually good to have on a daily basis. Vitamin C is good for you.
It is good for you.
But yeah, so this whole you know coronavirus thing is kind of crazy. You know, so our schools here are out until I believe the 27th at a minimum. There's no way in hell they're opening on the 27th. That's just not possible. No. Like I honestly think that at least in the hot spots, if not the entire country, I think we're going to see significant closure of schools. At least through May, if not for the rest of the school year.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy.
Now, what are they going to do with the kids? Do they push them back?
That's a great question.
Go to summer school because my daughter's a teacher.
Yeah,
and they just finally closed the schools today. It was Monday. They finally closed the schools, and. They said till the 28th, but now it's the 31st. I told my daughter, I said, there's no way.
They're going to continue to push it back because it started off with my spring break was coming up. They closed for the 2 weeks after that spring break. And then as soon as the CDC said no groups of 50 or more should meet for the next 8 weeks, that's when my school basically said, okay, spring semester, the rest of the semester is going to be online. And they're giving the teachers an extra week of spring break so that we can prep and prepare to plan all of our online coursework. And
right.
That's the big shift right now is that all of the teachers are just scrambling to, you know, some aren't prepared because they've never had to teach online. Mm-hmm. Some teachers like my wife and her school, they've had e-learning for at least a year or two. So that if there's a snow day, they can actually give the students work. But you know, the problems become what devices are available. Now, some schools provide those devices to the students, others can't. So, you know, but that's pretty much what I think education is going to look like for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually have to get up tomorrow morning and head down to my daughter's school to do a drive up scenario where I pull up to a section of this parking lot and I have to pick up a Chromebook for her. So the town is giving out Chromebooks to all the kids. They don't have enough Chromebooks for every kid. So they're asking for folks who have, you know, have access to technology at home to not do so. Ironically, my MacBook that I used to podcast from died today. God damn it. I can't bring it in for service.
And your Apple stores are shut down. So,
yeah. So we're shut down indefinitely. And so we emailed some. I'm just going to go pick one up tomorrow. They're in the process now of developing what that curriculum, as Matt was mentioning, is going to look like. And it's a little bit different for grade school kids than it is for college, right? So, you know, this has been how many days? I think 3 or 4 days. dude, my kid is fucking losing it. like she's out of her fucking mind.
Like, well, I guess she can't go outside and play, right?
Well, she can go outside and play. That's not a problem. She can't go outside and play with her friends.
Right.
Like, yes, can't have the kids over, right? Yep. So this weekend is her birthday, and she was supposed to have two of her good friends sleep over for her birthday on Saturday night. That was going to be like her birthday party. She didn't want to have a big party. She just wanted to hang out with a couple of her friends. And she can't. We can't do that. So we had to cancel that. She can't hang out with her friends. So we've done like a couple of different, you know, FaceTimes with a couple of different of our parents and friends of the people we hang out with. But man, it is really throwing a goddamn wrench in the whole social aspect of kids.
Yeah.
This is the part, this is the thing that I don't think anybody with, you know, their Costco runs or their supermarket runs and their stocking up could ever have planned or prepared for. And that is the actual fundamental change in our day-to-day life. And especially with kids, it's hard. It's super hard. Like, tonight was an example. Like, up until 9:10, I was literally screaming at my kid. Like, it's not her fault. And that's the thing that sucks. And I realize that. And I pull back on you know, how I'm handling things. But, like, it's not great. It's terrible. So I don't know what that's going to look like. I hope that we find a better way for these kids to have that social aspect of school. Cause I mean, academics is one thing. You can teach shit at home. You can do online courses. You can do the workbooks. You can do all that work. That's not, I mean, any parent can do that if you have the ability to do it from home, of course. Right. But the biggest part about school, and one could also say, Matt, the biggest part and the most important part about college is the social aspect of it, right? It's the kids hanging out in college. It's the kids learning how to live on their own. You know, it's that you can't replace by making an extra Costco run.
And yeah, I mean,
it's hard.
You know, there was a part of me when I found out that my school was closed for the rest of the year. I was like, yes. And then it sunk in, and I think we were chatting last night about it, and I was like, oh man, I'm really going to miss my students. Like, it feels like this uncompleted sentence. Like, we started and with my drawing four students, we had this really great critique, and they have semester work that they've been doing, and I had this cool collaborative project planned for them. And it's just like, oh man, like this is just going to be online, and that's okay. Like, well, like, we know what it's like to have a community, you know, that you voluntarily go to, but it's different when you're forced all of a sudden, like all your classes, like you have to comment on five things or do all of this like work on the computer, which isn't always socializing. Sometimes you need that dialogue. So there's going to be a lot of video chatting, I think, for the next couple months with people.
Yeah.
I
think,
at least that's an option. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. If this would have happened in the 60s, 70s, and even 80s,
the kids would be going to work.
Yeah. I mean, there was no. You'd have one telephone where you're all fighting over the telephone, which happened anyway.
So here's a question I have to pose for you guys. What has more success in continuing, right? Which one of these things is going to fail, and which one of these things is going to succeed after this whole thing subsides? First thing, Donald Trump's presidency. Will it succeed, or is this a crash and burn for him? Which one's going to go first, Donald Trump's presidency or the concept of Common Core mathematics?
All right. Because
now Common Core mathematics has been taught for these kids in these schools for so long, and now that it's up to the parents to be teaching this shit to their kids, I'm telling you, Common Core math is going to be the first one that's out the window. I posted about it today. It's already out the window in my house. Carrying the one is the new Common Core. I am so glad to have control over math in my house now, because this Common Core bullshit has got to go, and it's not going to survive this epidemic.
Let's go on core.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't it's really fucking complicated.
All I've ever known is carrying the one. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Common core math is the most ridiculous bullshit in the face.
It's some weird shit. Like they do things with numbers. It's like voodoo, basically, is how I understand.
And granted, there's probably some, you know, scientifically backed reason for the way why they use Common Core math. It maybe has them think a little bit more critically or whatever it is. But man, what took us 4 seconds to do when we were kids is now taking fucking 15 minutes for kids today. It is ridiculous.
My daughter, I said before, my oldest daughter's a teacher and she complains about it all the time. She said, it's so complicated to have to, you know, you're trying to explain. I'm like going, oh, she was explaining. I go, look, I don't have to learn this, so just stop because you're giving me a headache.
I love the fact that my wife knows all of this stuff. To me, she's a wizard or a warlock or whatever you want to call it. She's not a witch by any means, but she knows the magic of these numbers, and she can, you know, because she teaches a lot of it and she's taught several grades. It's just like, I'm like, this is your arena. Like, I'll take over with the other stuff, but you got this.
I'll do the art. Do the science, the math,
you got the math,
history, the
reading, the writing, all of that. That's
your arena. I got the art.
I'll do PE too.
And also to add to some of the memes that you probably have all seen. And you know, I think that if any parent of a child going through this right now experiences the whole homeschooling aspect of their child's education through this next couple of months, if you don't change how you vote based upon what you're experiencing now to back teachers to be paid way the fuck more than they're paid right now, then you're out of your goddamn minds. Because think of what you're going through with your kid right now, or kids, and how much it sucks. Because let's not sugarcoat it. You can post on Facebook all you want, all the stupid fucking arts and crafts bullshit that you want to, like, make yourself the poster child parent for all of your friends to see. That might be fine. Great. I'm glad you're having a good time. Good for fucking you. It sucks. And you have to admit that. And the fact that these teachers have a classroom full of 18 to 24 of these little shits in their class every single day, and this is what they do on a daily basis, you should have a brand newfound appreciation for the art of education. And if you don't vote to back legislature to increase pay to your teachers and funding to education, then you're out of your goddamn mind.
I said this years ago when my kids were still kids, and but I said, here's the deal though. You can't send home 3 hours of homework.
True.
Because I'm a very anti-homework person. I said kids go to school 7-8 hours a day. They don't need to come home, especially here. I've said 100 times. I see kids on the buses like 5 o'clock at night. I'm like going, when are these kids going to get home? Then they got to get home, got to eat, got to do their 3 hours of homework, and then go to bed. Wake up at 6 a.m. to catch the bus. So yeah, I think that you should study for a test, your spelling test and stuff, and you know, maybe a book report once in a while, but 3 hours, because I would get the homework. And I'm like, going, and we sent our kids to a Catholic school elementary, and I'm like going, what are they doing? And it would be like, what'd you do today? Oh, we learned about God.
I go, that's praying great. The one over to the other side.
I said that's great. I'm not against God, but I'm against me having to sit here for 3 hours helping you with your homework after I've been at work for 10 hours today. So, yeah, can we just? I'm all for it. I'll vote for it 100%. But I want to. I'm putting in an amendment. I'm putting a little, like any bill, they put something to it. You know, they throw pork on it. My pork is cut back the homework. I've spoken. I will not vote for it unless I cut back the homework. If I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Well, happy fucking St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
But you know, we're laughing about that. But I was telling my wife, I go, you know, that sucks is how many of these bars depend on, because most small businesses, I had one, is month to month. You have those certain times a year where you make your, like mine was Christmas. I had a mailbox, et cetera. And that would get us to April. Then after that, we'd have to figure out how to keep going till we got to Christmas again. I mean, how are these people going to, How are these small businesses going to survive?
They're not.
I don't know, but one way you can help out the small business, Nick, I'd love for you to talk, but I got to say one thing. This is time for our commercial break.
Well, I'll think of these points every now and then, like, okay, whatever, I don't care.
And now, a commercial from our spot.
Was it?
Chris has done the most talking.
Okay, 30,
15. Oh, sure. We're both keeping notes.
Oh, so. What time did you have? I'll write that down.
3:05, 3:30, and 5 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't write down anything.
Well, that was a good commercial. Glad that you sponsored a local business as well as our Amazon affiliate link, because they're going to be making millions off of this tragedy. But yes, support your small businesses for sure, because as one that is running one right now, oh my gosh. It is just like the faucets turned off, and whatever bills were due, that's what you got to pay. And you got to hope that you got enough to carry on to the next month.
I got a question for you so you can answer this. What'd you think about that dickhead from Tennessee that had all that 18,000 sanitized things? And
yeah, I read that. He's going to sell it
on eBay and eBay and, and they shut him down.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a pro death penalty person, so that person should probably experience that.
Just get waterboarded with Purell.
Yeah, with Purell. Yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, yeah, you're a dick. I mean, you know, it's human nature to want to look after yourself first. I mean, I get that. You know, so like, and then someone else was pointing out a really interesting theory about like the toilet paper thing. Is that we're such a competitive species, you know? So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're at the grocery store and then you see five people grabbing toilet paper and you see that it's getting low, it's your natural instinct to go, fuck, I got to get toilet paper too. And it's like a rush on things, you know? And, but yeah, that guy, yeah, he should be just taken out and shot.
Why would you go public with it?
Or
what?
go ahead.
Why would you go public? Why would you tell the world?
Yeah, I'm an asshole. Look at me, I'm an asshole. Yeah, like what am I gonna do with all this stuff? Like,
I'm an asshole.
So Mandy in the chat says, can we say that he's from Chattanooga? Because Nick and I don't want to be associated with that behavior.
Yeah,
I don't know when you. Like, I'm sorry, Mandy. When I think, I just think Tennessee. Sorry,
dude. Tennessee's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's a big state. Yeah, I
get it, but you know, I was from California. People, if something would happen in San Francisco, and they go,
they blame the whole state. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you.
Why would you come forward?
Well, because he's
an asshole.
But here's the thing: is it here? You have somebody who is profiteering, right? Who's taking an opportunity to try and make some money. I get it. You got to respect the game, right? And what turned into probably a fairly honest.
I forgot you're a Patriots fan.
No, but what probably started is a fairly honest, like, trying money-making scheme turned into a shit show for him because of how quickly this whole scenario went from, you know, zero to anal, like, real quick. Like, it was just no big deal a week and a half ago in the public eye, and now it is all you hear about, all you talk about. So I'm not defending the dude. He's a scumbag for trying to do it, even in the time in which it was, you know, of high profile. But he probably started this whole thing off not realizing how big it was going to get.
You buy 18,000 different. I think you do know how bad it's going to be. I mean, you look at
maybe,
human.
Yeah, maybe. I think the shittier thing was is that he went to all of the low income communities in the area to their dollar stores. So now that I'm thinking back on it, yeah, this guy's got to fucking burn in hell.
Yeah.
I take back all that shit.
I mean, he did donate the rest of what he had to charity.
He was forced to.
Yeah. But I go, come on, dude. What the? Because did you see the video of the person getting stabbed with a broken water bottle over
a
roll of towels?
Wow.
Yeah, really? They're brawling in the store. Somehow a bottle of wine got broken and the guy got stabbed. And it was over paper. I mean, if you go on YouTube and you just see all these fights over.
Did they use the paper towels to stop the bleeding?
No, they're too bad.
Let him
put your hand on it. Put your hand on it. I just, I,
He's not worth foreplay.
Well, yeah, it's like you know, there's in the you know the Tom Cruise War of the Worlds movie, that scene with the van going to the bridge. I remember like when that movie came out, going like, shit, that's really what would happen too. Like just a bunch of idiots shooting each other to get 5 feet in a van. You know, and that's kind of what we've happened, you know, here. Just
it's the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I mean, someone posted a video today.
They got all these guns, man. You know.
Yeah. Well, Costco, I guess they brought out some these paper towels or toilet paper, and they put the Walking Dead zombies, yeah. Which was hilarious. Man, I put the stuff in the regular chat.
I just don't feel like I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
When I was at Target, what day was that Target? And I was getting, Cindy had a prescription I had to pick up. So I'm standing in line and I said, oh, they put out Clorox wipes. And they have signs everywhere. One per person. If you get up to the register and you have two, you can only buy one. This lady, literally, when the guy was putting them on the shelf, she's taking them out of the cart and putting them in her cart.
Oh, God.
And she goes, ma'am, you can only have one. Well, this is for my family. That's great. Your family needs to be here. And she's taking them off the shelf. He goes, ma'am, sign right here. You go to the register. They're only going to sell you one. And she's like arguing with him. I'm like going.
Yeah.
This is how Liberty does.
We have to share. We have to share.
See, here's the thing. Let's shift the conversation a little bit. I don't know what's stupider. These people who are hoarding toilet paper for a non-gastrointestinal outbreak, or the people who are still going out, which can't now because they've shut the shit down, but people who are still going out to bars and clubs and hanging out in groups of people when it's when you're not supposed to. And I will highlight fucking Boston. A bunch of douchebags on, what was it, Saturday night, I think it was, going out into Southie, which is South Boston, huge Irish area, a lot of Irish pubs and stuff. Yeah. It's Southie. And people are lined up, fucking lined up down the street to get into a bar, which when you hear lined up to get into a bar, that translates to when you get to the end of the line, you are packed like sardines in a small fucking place full of 250 people.
Yeah. But is there alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same as like going back to Tennessee and weird things. So the mayor of Nashville declared that all bars had to be closed, you know, and all the bars on Broadway, which is like the strip of Nashville, gave him the big middle finger and said, no, it's unconstitutional, which it is. And me being me is like, yeah, you can't do that. Only the governor can do that because it's discriminatory. But still, why would you want to stay open? Like, it's like,
the answer, Nick, is money.
Yeah, I know.
Because you've got the same idiots in Boston, in Nashville, that are going out and saying, fuck it, I'm young, I can handle the coronavirus, I'm fine, no big fucking deal. It's like, yeah, thanks, millennial. Thank you for showing that you are so healthy and you can combat the coronavirus. Now stop killing other people.
You're right, sure.
Well, JP made a good point in the chat. Spring break in Clearwater, Florida is huge. I mean, they showed it. I go, what are those people doing?
Idiots.
Yeah.
Well, they canceled Matt's class, so they
I was thinking JP as well put out he did. Did you guys see the Save Mel Brooks video, which is really good too?
Yeah,
you know, I've not seen that. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Max Brooks, you know, his son, outside of his dad's home, saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm doing this because I want to save my dad's life. You know, because if I, you know, as a carrier, if I go hug my dad and it's on me, I kill my dad. And if he hugs, you know, Rob Reiner or whoever, he said, you know, he's like, I kill a whole generation of comedic geniuses, you know, and it makes total sense.
Yeah. So Gap 50, I'm sorry. I don't know who Gap 51 is. Is that Greg?
Greg.
So Greg's saying his friend's texting him right now saying that her mom and aunt don't care and are going to the beach tomorrow. Well, you know what? Not to be insensitive, but Darwin has his ways.
Well, if it's not going to affect those people, it'll affect somebody that they love. And that's the that's the other aspect of it. So, yeah.
I agree.
But anyway, passing the time in solitude here, though, you know, it's weird because it's like time moves at a different pace when there's nothing to do.
Time keeps on ticking.
Like, I don't know about you. Like, maybe it's because I grew up in rural Tennessee, and I also am not married and have kids. So this is really not much of a change for me. I'm like, hey, I got the one night a week where I talk to some people.
I'll tell you that. The whole family aspect thing is something else,
Nick?
Man.
Are you allowed to talk to me?
When I'm here, I interrupt myself. It's great.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I'll tell you, though. I mean, I love being a dad. I wouldn't change it for the world. But holy shit, is it tough during this time? Like, it's just all 100% of the time in your face. Like, there's no way around it. And I'm still working. I'm working from home. I have a ton of stuff I need to do for my job. And it's hard. It's really hard to get it done. And my son might take an extra nap or two, but
get some Tylenol.
I've been taking some extra naps. It's nice.
Some what?
Extra I've been nap. Taking some extra naps.
Well, you know, it's like common.
I get a bonus nap, which allows me to stay up late at night and paint, which is awesome. So, I'm loving.
Is that a painting behind you?
I do. Yeah, there's
no paintings.
I know, but what is that? It's like yellow.
It looks like a mountain valley with a sunset. Yeah,
it is kind of like that. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
I've been staring at it, and I just had to know.
It's kind of like a desert drought kind of thing. Oh, here. Talk.
It's like Westworld.
Don't take out pool on this.
You're saying, you know, every 5 days a week, I usually have two grandkids. For 10 to 11 hours a day. Oh, looks good, Matt. You do nice work.
I don't get it. Oh, for everyone who can't see out there, Matt is showing us his painting right now of his desert area. And now he's turning upside down.
Now I like it better the other way.
Where are the nudes?
Yeah, that's what
Is that a mushroom cloud?
But I'm down to one. I only have one grandkid right now, and I might not have any as of Wednesday because my son-in-law, he works for NC State, and basically he's just going to work, but there's nothing there because there's no kids there.
Yeah.
Nothing's there. So it's like, so he may be, and my wife's still having to go to work because she works at Kohl's, even though they've cut the hours back. I said, it's just a matter of time before they're just waiting for, I don't know what they're waiting for, to be honest with you.
I don't know, Chris, if this has happened to you or Matt either. Like my sister, just being with your kids more now because school's out and, you know, she's not working on this. It's like, she's like, they've reverted to being 4-year-olds again. They ask me nonstop questions. It's all just like, fuck, I don't know. Leave me alone. Well,
I'll tell you, man, it goes back to the statement I made earlier is that they're used to not being just cooped in the house all day. And there's a social aspect. It's the kids going out and hanging out and just talking like, you know, 7-year-old shit to each other, right? There's like my son who's
your dad's a fucking loser.
Like, no, but they do. Like they go off, they hang on the playground, they piss each other off, they deal with that type of stuff. They have this stimulation of trying to problem solve life outside of the couch.
And there's no way Brady goes to the books.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining no freaking kids.
When did the Boston kids become Oliver Twist? That's what I want to know.
That's but how I imagine.
They don't have that luxury of being able to interact with people other than, you know, their parents, which is tough. They're not used to it.
Or their siblings and depending, you know, depending on the age of the siblings. So,
well, speaking of my youngest, he goes to daycare 3 days a week, right? So there's a daycare. It's like it's a country day school, which is like, you know, kindergarten or pre-K. What's that?
Still open?
Yeah. So yes, but it can't be for much longer, right? So get this bullshit, right? So I send my son to this daycare 3 days a week, and the other 2 days of the week, if I'm not working, my friend of mine, you know, takes care of him, and I pay a friend of mine to watch him. But I'm paying $245 a week.
That's not bad.
For 3 days.
Oh, 3 days.
Okay. I pay 3 days, $245 a week, whether or not he goes to school or not. So if he stays home one day, like, I still pay $245. The fucking owner of this place is still charging tuition during this time right now. Like, technically, she's not shut down. Like, she hasn't closed her doors. It's been reduced tenfold, right? So there's, you know, half the staff, half the kids are going because parents are home. I still have to pay $245 a week.
To save your spot, right?
Yeah. I'm like this close to saying, fuck off. I'm not giving you money. like it's ridiculous. Like,
well, thank I God. Mean,
you know, I'm so grateful for the fact that my wife and myself are both getting paid while we're home, which is fucking amazing. Yeah. Don't look at the that's the other text. Okay, good.
Yeah.
they scared you there, didn't they?
Like, so. Yeah.
You freaked out. No!
Oh god. Oh god. So the private chat gets you again. I'm this close to being like, fuck you, I'm not gonna pay you. Like, what? Like, but at the same time, I feel the pain. Like, this is a small business that she is going to lose.
Is she from Tennessee?
No.
No. Okay.
What does Tennessee have to do with any? No, I really empathize. They were
related. But the whole country is going through that right now. I mean, you think, like, you know, the Raleigh meetup. I mean, I've got the hotel I've already paid for, the flight I've already paid for.
Yep.
I mean, Comic-Con. Like, there's so many things that we've already planned months in advance for. Probably, yeah, because, like, Esri Conference is the week before Comic-Con, and they're already saying it's probably going to be canceled.
I mean, for San Diego, that's $90 to $100 million.
Oh, yeah. Gone.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole gas app will be rocked, you know, from not having that source of income. Yeah. And that's what I mean. Well, it's just a chain reaction throughout the whole country.
All the restaurants, all of the you know, bars and places near there that
I read today that they said unemployment might be at 20% when this is all said and done.
Isn't that crazy? Jesus. Well, it's like, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? You know, the stock market dropped so low, so it basically had erased every gain from the beginning of the Trump presidency, basically, you know. And but now it bumped back a little bit, but it's just like,
but it's supposed to go down. It's supposed to go down again tomorrow.
I mean, think about that. Like, how much money is lost in, like, not even 4 years.
You're hurting Jack. I mean, this is like I'm not a person that does stocks. So
please stop talking, Nick.
You know, I do.
Don't interrupt, Nick.
Cliff and I do the cryptocurrency, you know, and so it's so low
somebody
right now.
Somebody interrupt Nick. It's the please. Best line Jack's had in a long time. Somebody.
No, let keep going, Nick.
Well, I was just saying, like, yeah, because, like, all the crypto, like, it basically have dropped down to nothing now. So I'm just like, shit, I'll buy it, you know, all this stuff for nothing right now, because it'll go back up eventually. And then it's just, you know, it sucks, but.
My wife said, "What should we do?" I said, "You're gonna have to. We're gonna have to ride it out." I go, "What?" Should we sell? I go, "No." Yeah. I go, "You just have to ride it out. It just have to ride it out." I go, "Stop looking at it. Mm-hmm. It's on your phone, so it's like."
Oh, I haven't even looked at my 401k. I don't even want to.
Oh, I did. It's a bad move.
No. Yeah, Cindy looked at hers. Not pretty. But speaking,
it'll
of
come
which,
back.
I watched the session. I finally finished the session.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
Was it Succession?
Oh, Succession. Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't watched it, it's a slow burn. Would you say, Nick?
Yeah, this season. In particular. The ending, though, was really
The ending's really good, but the characters, you get so involved with the characters.
Right.
Oh.
Wait, Matt's seen it, though, but has Chris seen it? I'm not sure. Matt, have you not seen it? Okay.
You haven't seen it, Matt?
I just logged into my 401k.
Why do you do that to yourself? I mean, time is the only thing that's going to heal.
I know.
You know, and looking at it, it's like looking at a gaping wound.
They have an artist.
$70,000.
You might be in. They don't really, but I'm just. But I kind of predicted the ending because.
What were we talking about?
Succession. You had said something about the one character when I said something about him being depressed. You said, wait till the end.
Wait till the end, yeah.
But I did like how the dad kind of smile.
He did, yeah. Because, you know, there's definitely things he said to him over the course of the show to where you almost you think that he hates him. You know, like he's just he's a weakling. He's not really his son. And then at the end, you're like, oh, okay. You know, he knew what to do. You know?
Yeah, he was toughing him up. Oh, but anyway, his in love with his
son. It's meant to say he's in love with his son. Sorry, I'm just taking it from an outside perspective. Like he smiled at him, like that meant something.
Yeah, you don't love your son. Matt, you hate your son? I mean, I don't get it.
No, I kiss my son on the lips just like Tom Brady.
Well, I don't need to know everything, but anyway, no, I finished it. It was if you haven't seen it, there's going to be a season 3, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, it's an excellent show on HBO. I finished my Seinfeld rewatch. Today. I finished it today. So I think I'm gonna start watching. I got a private chat here. Let's see.
Ah! Oh, there's a private chat too. Oh, no, okay.
Man, no, I don't feel so bad. But I think I'm gonna redo The Office. I think.
And there's so many good TV out there right now. Like, you know, I mean, you have one more episode left of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the show that I had brought up to Matt and Chris during last week's Own and Brews that you guys need to watch on Hulu is Devs, D-E-V-S.
That's on my list.
Yeah. It's the same guy who wrote Ex Machina wrote this, and it has that same kind of vibe to it of just like calm, suspense, like calm suspense. And it's basically a guy or people that work at a software company. And that's really all I'm going to tell you. And the first episode, like you think, oh, okay, I bet this is what it's about. And then you're proven completely wrong in the second episode. Third episode aired last Thursday. Fourth episode is this Thursday. Third episode to me was kind of okay. But the first two I was really impressed with. But it's a good show.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll watch it. I'll add it to my list. I got to get back into Outlander too. I kind of, like you said, season 2 is kind of slow.
Well, yeah. I brought that up. Have you never watched Outlander? Yeah.
No, I just started about a few months ago, and then you said season 2 is kind of slow. I go, okay, I'll give it a chance. And I go, oh my God, this is so slow.
Yeah. Season 2 is. I mean, it's okay. I season 1, I think so far is probably the best of that. I can't remember the order of the seasons, but I'm not watching this season because I lost Stars, so I'll watch it at some point. But I liked Outlander. I think I'd said to you, Jack, like what I was impressed with I think the first and second season is how they every episode almost find a new reason to show Claire's boobs, and I don't know how they do it. It's just like, wow, they thought of another reason to show them.
It's almost like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
First few years is like, okay, we got to have some naked people here.
Yeah, throw them in there.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but it's just like, it's just kind of like.
Well, I think on one of the Facebook groups, Nick, you were talking about like how this coronavirus is kind of going to be like the writer's strike. Like it's slowing production down on a lot of shows. Yeah.
Well, I put that post up, because I was just curious, like, because that's what they're saying is that a lot of the shows on like the major on the CBS, ABC, things like that, they're shot week for week, that they'll have to stop production now for the next few months, so they probably won't get an actual proper ending for these seasons. And think about it, if you're in a first season right now, or maybe in a third or second season, then you're kind of just okay in the ratings. Like, you could be canceled because of this, which is very much what Colleen says. Like, oh man, it's like the writer's strike all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I can see that, because there's like me and I think Sherry watch
Boom. Sherry and I.
Yeah, we watch Stumptown, and it's an okay show, but I could see it being canceled because of this, because there's not enough people watching it, and then it goes away without a proper season one ending, and then it's like, well, what was that show again? I don't remember.
Right. It's like what's that show? The Daisies, that show,
Pushing Daisies.
Wasn't that affected by the strike?
Yeah. We just lost Chris. I think he's I think he's crying a little bit.
He went down.
He died inside as soon as he looked online.
COVID. Yeah, I did. I did.
Luckily, Chris, you get that patrons money every month. So that
You know what? Thank you. If you're here in the live chat, we appreciate your contribution. Hey, speaking of coronavirus and all this bullshit, so here's an interesting update. So the state of Kansas, who is ranked 39 out of the 50 out of the entire country, is canceled officially their school year for the entire year.
Wow.
What's Kansas? 2019-2020 school year is officially done for the state of Kansas, which is interesting because they have they're in the very low. I think they've got like six, I'm looking at here 17 or 18 cases, which is ranked 39th in the country.
But they're being very proactive, and I think this is good because the thing with the virus is that, you know, there are several people that'll have it. They don't show symptoms of it right away, and then they're spreading it. Mm. And you're talking about a school. That's why a lot of schools are shut down, is because that's just a hotbed for that stuff to hop from person to person. And then from there, it's just going to go up the chain. So if you're thinking children are immune to it, which they still can catch it, they're not completely immune to the virus itself, but they'll pass it along the generation line. So you have somebody like Jack who's taking care of kids. And then all of a sudden, you know, they contract it and they've lost their grandkids or their parents. So there are people in the 30s and 40s that get it. So
you're absolutely right. And I bring this up because I feel like, although yes, they are ranked 39th in the country right now for total cases. But this is, in my opinion, it's the right move. I think that this is going to be probably this is the first of many that you're going to see this happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be solved in 2 weeks. So, you know, it's going to be.
No, this is an ongoing. This is an ongoing fight that we're all going to go through for the next several months, and it's going to have repercussions for the rest of the decade. So,
actually, I was listening to someone say it'll be worse next year.
Well, that's fear mongering. We just need to get through right now.
It was some guy that actually called in Mad Dog Sports Radio. He said he works for infectious disease and stuff like that.
Nick's Pentagon source?
No. But he seemed credible. I mean, he was talking about different things and just fascinating to me. I was listening to him because I don't know that much about it.
So. Well, he brings a good point because look at right now how many people don't get a flu vaccine.
Right. And that's what he mentioned. He goes,
yeah,
it's out there, but he goes 30-40% of the people don't get it.
Well, here's the thing too, right now. So there's always been that argument. How many anti-vaxxers are out there? Are these lunatics that don't want to get their kids vaccinated from disease? Right. Sorry if there's anybody listening, but I think you're a fucking idiot.
How dare you?
But the idea of all these anti-vaxxers right now. Patrons. What? Well, fuck. You know, great. I'm happy that you're not. You're spending your money on us.
We're live tracking this. We just got five more bad reviews.
Well, the fact that you're spending your money on our patron instead of on your kids is fucking ridiculous. But
six people just returned.
You're not going to get elected talking that way.
I don't plan on it. But here's the thing: is that like, what's that going to look like when this coronavirus vaccine is done? Right. Are all these anti-vaxxers going to jump on the vaccination train and get vaccinated because this is a fucking epidemic? Are all of their arguments going to be just fucking for naught because they've been sitting on this train of like, I'm not vaccinated, my kids, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be the first in line to get vaccinated.
I'll make just one exception.
Yeah, fuck you. That's my exception.
I'm a train.
And seriously, if there are people here spending money on patron, our patron, instead of vaccinating their children, take your money back and go vaccinate your kids. Sorry.
You didn't speak for me.
I want your anti-vaxxer money. I want your anti-vaxxer money.
And your toilet paper.
And your toilet
paper. That's pop.
Yeah.
Your toilet.
And decrease the surplus population.
I saw Cindy and I went to the DPAC Center. I've never been there before in Durham and saw Sebastian. D-packs? It's called DPAC.
B-D-PAC.
D-D-PAC.
I still have no idea what
the Center of Performing Arts.
Oh,
sorry,
I'm not that educated.
Yeah, we know. Anyway,
but he is a teacher.
That's why we need to pay teachers better, so you get better people than me.
An art teacher. Anyway. So Sebastian.
Is that like a dentist to a doctor?
So we actually just lost Jack. It's tragic. Oh, yeah. It's so weird. I mean, he just like disappeared.
I'm a chiropractor.
So in the movie theater, someone says, "Is there a doctor in the house? Do you come running?" No.
No, I'm a chiropractor.
Yeah. I'm an anti-denti.
How'd you get back in here?
I'm just kidding,
Matt. You know I love you. But no, Sebastian, was it Maniscalco? Maniscalco. Oh God, that guy is so funny.
Hilarious.
Laughed from the time he got on stage, the time he left, and the opening act with the guy was funny. He did, I can't remember, as Mason something. He was hilarious also. I mean, it was good. And we went there going, all right, we're here with like 1,000 people. I go, we'll roll the dice with the whole coronavirus thing, but we needed a good laugh. So, and I got a double rum and coke. It only cost me $20. So, but I got the souvenir glass with it. So, so that was funny.
His delivery is gold. You know, so he's got a number of like clips on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah,
one of my favorites though. One of my favorites is from his special. I think is when he talks about going to Subway.
Where he's
behind the woman who's never been to a Subway before.
Oh my God!
Yeah. I get up to my turn. I say, "Run into the garden. Put it all on there. I don't care. I'll throw up the pickles out the window when I'm driving."
If
you haven't seen him, he's funny. He's hilarious.
It's like Sinbad, you know, actor, comedian. That just reminded me of like, he's like.
Not from Shazam.
No, yeah. He's like, you ever go to McDonald's and you see people looking at the menu like they don't know what it is? It's like it's the same thing on both sides. Like, you got one through nine, just say a number.
What side of the menu over here?
Yeah. I hate getting behind that person like at Subway where they're just like, oh, can you put a little more? Can you put, and you're like going, oh my God, it's fucking Subway.
Just run into the garden.
You're not at a 5-star restaurant. Just fucking put the food on.
Yeah. I like they have the cheese toasted, and it sucks because you have to wait for them to toast it. But oh, the toasted cheese.
Toasted bread and cheese.
Yeah, toasted bread and cheese.
That's like a
double up on the cheese. I'm just like, fuck it, whatever it is. 50 cents, a dollar, give me extra cheese. Like, there's not enough.
So you're a cheese hoarder. That's why there's no cheese.
No, I'm not a cheese hoarder. Yeah. I don't buy all the cheese.
We don't take too kindly of hoarders on this podcast. I'm just
put it all on there. I want all the cheese.
Anyway, if you have a chance to see him on Netflix, he's hilarious. He's not very. He makes a point of not being PC at times, which is funny too. So it's hilarious.
So you guys like Subway more than Jersey Mike's?
Oh,
it depends. No. It depends. I like the old delis. Mm-hmm. That's what I.
But I'll say this. I judge a sub shop on how well they make an Italian sub.
Absolutely. Right?
But here's the thing though, is that Jersey Mike's Italian sub far superior.
Oh, absolutely.
Like no question about it. No question whatsoever.
That's the 13, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Yeah. However. Yeah. Some of the other subs you can get at Subway are pretty damn good. Like I'll get the Subway. I haven't been to a Subway in forever. The cold cut combo.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
is awesome. They get that on an Italian urban cheese.
Provolone.
Mm-hmm. Run it through the garden, and it's fantastic. but Jersey Mike's Italian sub is a force to be reckoned with.
Just go Mike's way.
Oh, yeah, Mike's way, of course.
Mike's way, man. Because there's no mustard in Mike's way.
I didn't know they even had mustard Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, they have a good meatball sandwich at Jersey Mike's also.
Do they? So we used to have Firehouse Subs, which is a sub shop that recently shut down in my town.
It's because they're slightly overpriced. That's the thing.
Yeah, they are. But they had a good meal for kids. You get like a sub and a bag of chips and a drink.
You couldn't get extra cheese though, and I think that pissed a lot of people off,
especially Matt.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, we noticed.
You know.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
So back to Sebastian Maniscalco. So I actually had tickets to go see a couple of comedy shows. I had tickets to go see Letterkenny Live.
That's right.
That was this past Saturday. It was canceled due to the current situation. And then I also had tickets to go see Steve Hofstetter in April. I had front row seats to see this guy. And for those who don't know, Steve Hofstetter is this comedian who's most well known for just destroying hecklers. So if you ever have a second, check him out on YouTube. Steve Hofstetter is his name. The guy's really funny and he's super talented and he just destroys people, which is great. I had front row seats for his show in April, but that also just got announced yesterday. It's been canceled.
When you have front row seats at a show like that, do you think I could be the heckler?
No. So I went and saw Drew Lynch last month. And I was probably 10 feet from the stage and like he made eye contact with the people at our table the whole time. And it was one of those things like for me, when I'm at one of these shows, I like button up. Like if you want to get me to stop talking, bring me to a comedy show. I won't talk. I'll sit there and laugh.
All right. Now we know.
Bingo.
You make eye contact and you're just like,
don't stare directly at the comedian. Yeah.
The best part, though, is he sat there and just shat on Rhode Island the entire time because I saw him in Providence. And his best line, one of his best lines was, because the Comedy Connection is where I was at, is actually under an underpass. And he's like, what's with the underpasses around here? It's just like, you guys are in a constant state of transition. He's like, there's so many bridges. And this is the first time I've ever done a comedy show under a bridge. it was awesome. It was a great show. But I was looking forward to those other two, and unfortunately, they're going to be postponed for a later date. So we'll see.
I know I went to a Dylan and I went in the 80s, went to a comedy club in La Jolla. It's by San Diego, and we walked in and we sat in the front. And the comedian, I forget his name, he was popular for a while. He was ragging on us about being a couple.
Jerry something.
That wasn't Seinfeld. No, I went to a Seinfeld concert. My sister, who's probably listening to this, didn't get the front. We were at this place, and the acoustics were so bad. We were up top. You couldn't hear him.
Oh.
You couldn't. I couldn't wait to go to this concert. Because I'd followed Jerry when he first went on Johnny Carson. Anyway, so we couldn't hear it. I was like, it was a waste of time. But anyway, he just, for like 20 minutes, was bashing Dylan and I for being a couple. And I'm like, wow. The whole being gay. I'm like, and that didn't bother me again. It's like, okay, I can do better than Dell. And that's what bothered me back then. But yeah, for like 20 minutes, he just, then he'd come back to us. And I'm like going,
you're like, sir, I am not offended that you think that I am gay. I'm offended by this man and what you think I would do to this man.
Because that's an
old, I would be the giver then.
Exactly.
I have no idea. This is Jack's conversation, not mine.
It's Dale. I mean, there's no way. There's no way.
You really should have put that in the chat.
That's the second time that's happened, because when we first moved here, our neighbors moved in, two guys, and the guy comes over and he goes. Do we're Dale and I are sitting on the porch. He goes, do people treat you? I told this on the Married Man show. I go, how do the neighbors treat you? I go, oh, I said, oh, it's good. We all have California license plates. And so he's going on, and I go, yeah, they're great. And he goes, yeah. And my wife comes out and we're telling him, she goes, oh, he thinks you guys are gay, that you're a couple. I go, what the fuck? I go, I could do better. And again, the whole thing, I could do better than Dale. Look at Dale. Are you kidding me? So anyway, I was more upset by that than anything else. But they turned out to be great.
Oh, yeah. When I was in grad school, I'd never lived in California. I'd never really even been to California much. And one of my grad school classmates, because we all had these little bitty houses that we lived in, and his dad's helping this guy move in. And I walk up and was like, hey, are you Patrick's dad? He's like, no, I'm his mom. And I kind of, okay. He's like, well, that's good. you know, and I was like, you know, so I was like, so, you know, what's your name? You know, and then he goes, I forget his name, but, you know, but then I was like, oh, I didn't know your dad was transgender. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, and I'm just, he's like, wow. Well, he told me you were your dad was your mom. He's like, oh, he's just fucking with you, man. Like, no. Like this whole, like the whole half hour between I see that my classmate, I'm over like, you know, like talk to him as if he is like a woman, you know, and I'm like,
that was the best Thanksgiving dinner of his life when he got to tell that story.
Yeah. My best friend from high school and through college, he and I, whenever we were together, it was always presumed that we were a couple. And
not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, but the frustrating thing was is that it did come up quite a bit. Like some people at I was getting my oil changed, and they thought we were together or whatever, and they fucked with my shit. Which was annoying. Yeah, you know, they fucked with my car. So
you mean the people fixing your car fucked with your car?
Yeah, they were like an anti-gay way. You mean?
Yeah, in an anti, they did. Oh, they scribed it on there. No, I just is everything from that interaction. But even when we went later, when we were in college or post college, we got an apartment together, and at the time, it was run by this church group.
Mr. Roper?
And Mr. Roper was very concerned that we were together. And I kind of had to go into this long conversation to just prove to this guy that we were both in heterosexual relationships with other women and that they could rent to us. So that was fun.
A fucking world, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, you know, A, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But the fact that I would have to go to those links just to get an apartment with my friend, who's somebody I would, like I consider to be a brother to me, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It's funny, though, how times have changed considerably very rapidly, though, in the last 20 years or so. Because, like, I think I told you all this, like, I think it was up until 2007 or 8 in Tennessee, you couldn't have more than 12, I think, women living in one roof that were not related because it was considered a brothel.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, you know, and that's why you couldn't have like sorority houses, things like that in Tennessee. It was, like, it was so weird.
Yeah,
and then, like,
difference. You know what I mean?
Well, now you can't have 12 women in there. Now you can't have more than 10, right?
Yeah,
well, as of now, yeah, 10 or few groups.
Oh, right. So, okay. I didn't catch that till now.
Yeah, I've never gotten the whole anti-gay thing. I just don't get it. But
religion, man.
I just don't. I mean, I guess because I worked in the skating business for 30, 40 years. So it's like I was around it all the time. So I just never fazed me. I don't care.
Religion has been the best and the worst thing that's ever happened to this world.
Is it really a net gain?
It's okay to admit that you love Dale.
As a brother, but, you know.
I mean, how can you not resist that laugh?
The laugh is the worst part of it. The laugh is the act. I told the story when he used to do that in Vegas. Mm. People would look and I'd go, and they go, do you know him? I go, no, I don't. He keeps following me from table to table. I don't know who he is. What's wrong with him? I go, I have no idea.
My name's not even Jack.
Yeah. He'd be like, you know me. I go, no. We'd all be at the table like, no, we don't. Pit boss, come get this guy. That's fucked up. Anyway. But that's how you'd find him at the casino. You go, where the hell's Dill? Okay, there he is.
So I guess we're not going to go see any movies anytime soon either. So
no.
Nope.
No. I do want to see that show on HBO. It's, what's her name?
Westworld?
No, I'm watching Westworld. Yeah, Westworld. It's the one with Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, America's War?
Yeah, America's War, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That one didn't come out yet. And I just recorded, I think that's an HBO as well. The Plot Against America. That one.
Plot Against America. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, oh, that's yeah. what it is. Yeah.
That
yeah.
one came out. Is that the Lindbergh one too? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I record. I haven't watched it yet though.
Because I was always surprised that San Diego was able to keep the name of their airport is Lindbergh Field.
Yep.
Mm.
So I was always like,
weird. Mm.
I realize he was, you know, famous for flying. He's not from Ohio or anything, but I just always shocked they were able to keep that name. That there's never been anything I've heard of that people say, yeah, we need to take his name and change the name of the airport.
It'll happen. At some point.
They did take. There was a giant mural of him outside one of the buildings. That and they've taken that off. So yeah, that's Lindbergh. That's how I did my Lindbergh. Anyway,
so anyways, what were you gonna say?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. So we have a question in the chat. So, what are you guys thinking about some of the movies coming to video on demand super fast, like The Invisible Man and The Hunt, etc.? So, The Invisible Man, that's the one with what's his name from West Wing, right?
Mad Men.
Mad Men and West Wing. Yeah, she was the president's daughter in West Wing. I'm dating myself here. Sorry. That one looks interesting. And then The Hunt. Now, The Hunt is the one that is...
It's the controversial one, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the one with Hilary Swank. And it was supposed to be released in, I think, October or November of last year.
Good call.
The Invisible Man. But it's because it's about a group of liberals killing...
Conservatives,
and so I think a shooting had just happened, like the week it was supposed to be released, so they stopped it, and now they're finally releasing it, and it's got mixed reviews. Like, you know, I think the audience reviews are like 87 or something like that, but the Rotten Tomatoes is like 43 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's getting the old Boondock Saints treatment,
right?
Boondock Saints was came out with 99.
Yeah.
But it came out right around the same time as the Columbine incident, so it got panned in the theaters or removed from the theaters. I can't remember which.
Right.
Yeah.
But Invisible Man, I was curious to see, but I kind of felt like it was too similar to Hollow Man that came out with Kevin Bacon back in like 98 or something like that.
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue, yeah. And so I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, that one actually has very good reviews. So it makes me still want to go watch it.
I'll check it out.
Not anytime soon. But I mean,
so his question is
video on demand, though. Yeah.
More about them hitting the video on demand than still in theaters, which is interesting, right? So yeah, I think this is going to be a trend you're going to see a lot of, right? So a lot of these movies that were scheduled to have releases in the theater and have major, you know, picture releases are shifting towards a video on demand, which is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this fucking virus, dude, like this could have a significant impact in entertainment for the rest of our lives.
We never leave our house.
It's like it's like I was saying, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago about how
the
1918 Spanish influenza, you know, made people not spit because it, you know, what things will change about us because of, you know, if the longer this goes, what will it change socially about us? You know,
I think I'm going to be less of an asshole. I'm thinking about it, but yeah,
the world needs assholes.
You're going to pin it all up, Jack, the way you do, and then some poor kid is going to lock at your door. You're going to be like, "Why not?" And then, you know, and then it's like, "Oh, I just need to get that out, kid. Sorry."
But interesting question, though. I mean, you think about it, like could this kill the movie theater industry?
It could.
Someone like me, like I love going to the movies, so I'll always go to the movies.
I like going to Alamo Draft House.
Popcorn, man.
Yeah. Well, to me, like Colleen has the same thing I do, the Cinemark deal, where it's like you pay $8.99 a month and you get one free movie ticket and like 20% or 30% off every concessions. So it's like it's a deal because I go at least once a month to the movies. And it's exactly, Chris. Like, and then now they got the comfortable leather chairs and they recline. Yeah. It's like, and they bring the food to you. And then like Jack goes to the Alamo Draft House. You know, you got beer, now. That's just,
and their pretzels are amazing.
Yeah,
their pretzels are just amazing.
It's interesting. I wish I could answer the question about what's going to happen, but it doesn't look good, man. Like,
tune in next week.
I mean, but they are right. I think though that they, you know, hit at the right time, I think, because nothing was coming out until I think Black Widow in May. So I'm just saying, like, there wasn't many good movies coming out. So like, there's already, you know, February and March. And
no,
April,
no, I get it. It's just, it's a funny thing. Like, well, of all the times, it's kind of a good time, you know.
Like, well, I mean, like, for the, I know it's never a good time. I mean,
never
a
good time.
I know, my insensitive, but like, I just mean, like, you know, the spring is usually a lull in movies anyway, until roughly May, and that's when it all comes, you know, roaring back for the summer blockbusters.
Right. Who knows? But yeah, man, like, this is a weird ass time that we're in right now. You know, like, I spent a good part of my day reaching out to my team and, you know, following up with them outside of work, which is unusual for them. You know, that's not mm-hmm. the kind of communication that we have typically. And a lot of the conversations were just, how are you? Like, how are you handling all of this? Mm-hmm. You know, where are you at mentally? Like, is there anything I can do to help? But the honest messaging behind everything I was saying is, I don't know, man. Like, I don't have any of the answers that we probably need. We're all learning how to deal with this together. And, you know, I think that's the thing that we got to take out of this is that, you know, if you have somebody, friends, family who are by themselves or maybe a little bit nervous about things in general, like, take a second, reach out, talk to your people, like, you know, talk to people you've never talked to before if necessary. Yeah. Right. But just be there for people. I'll start talking to Nick. What's that?
I'll start talking to Nick.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, I think Chris, you make a really great point. And for those that are listening to this podcast that didn't see it live, you know, you know, you're around the house kicking it, or maybe you can't because you're in a working profession where you have to go out and still, you know, you're not under emergency law or what have you. But still, if you're home and you have the time, I think reaching out and calling people you haven't talked to for a while is a good way to pass the time. And it gets you, I don't know, I called up my stepsister and we had a really good talk the other day. And, you know, I'm calling up my cousin tomorrow night. And, it, you know, just to be with family, as even if it's just over the phone or virtually. So, anyway.
But I do like that approach other than because you've seen a lot of people just become assholes.
Yeah.
During this whole thing. It just shocks me that people would act that way. But I mean, I'm not going to fight over toilet paper. I'm not going to fight over the last hand sanitizer. People need to, you know.
Well, and help the elderly. I think, you know, more and more businesses are going to go to this early morning model of like, okay, the first 2 hours is for seniors and those that are at risk. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are at risk. You know, if you have asthma, so if you have heart conditions, which is one of those things that I fear about myself in this situation. So there's, you know, and, you know, you guys always say that I'm old, but whatever.
And you know, we don't want to lie. I was just going to say, don't lose connection with people. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I think we've kind of talked about this. People have made comments on the Facebook page and, you know, I think we've thrown on the idea and I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I think the live version of our shows is a good idea. I think we might try and do these a little bit more.
Stay tuned
for that too.
I think having some live shows where we can interact with people and have people, you know, face to face. And, you know, as far as the Raleigh meetup, which Nick had mentioned, I know that there's plans in the works to possibly have a virtual meetup, that same weekend that we were planning on having the meetup. So we'll see kind of what transpires with that. I thought Ro had a good idea about that. And
I didn't see that. That's a good idea. I like that.
And, you know, I mean, at least one of those evenings that we would normally have met, you know, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or hell, I'm fine.
All right, so we're going to have every night. So we'll have the Drakes and everybody a brownie.
Oh, yeah.
Get to work on that, Drake. Yeah, we need that in the mail.
Get the bakery running there, Drake.
I got to go take a shower. I could have died. I'll be the one clean, though. I won't take the brownie. The rest of you can have the brownie, and I'll just watch.
Jack, you do need to take a shower, so you might as well have a brownie.
And for those of you that are out there that are just as paranoid as I am, thinking that you have it, you're not alone. You know, like you're quarantining yourself to keep yourself from spreading it if you have it, A, or B, keep from getting it yourself. And yeah. I know that period of time of being isolated, it kind of makes you go a little like, bad. Is this all in my head? And you're kind of anxious. Even my wife is kind of like, well, we can go do this on this day, you know, like visit a friend. And I'm like, she has flown from LA to here. Like, she is in a quarantine. Like, we are, it's no offense to her. We will hang out with her once we know that she's fine. But
yeah,
I know. I think a lot of people think that too. It's like, oh, I can work from home now, so I can take care of my work and then I can go do something. But you're like, no, the whole point is to stay at home. You know?
Stay at home. I know, changing subject, I know that, you know, obviously I'm a big San Diego fan, and San Diego State was ranked fifth in the nation. It was undefeated up until 2 weeks before the season ended. It had lost two games by a total of 6 points. I'm like, all right, let's get this NCAA tournament. No. So it's the San Diego curse. It just, anytime.
God hates you, Jack.
He does.
It's Obama's fault. I mean, let's be real.
It's true.
No, I just like, come on. Can we just at least play? But I think they're talking about letting the seniors, giving them an option for an extra year of eligibility. Yeah. Because I think it's only fair because there was two guys on the Aztecs that had never made the NCAA tournament. They made it this year. They're seniors, and boom, you take it away from them. I think it's an option. If they want to do it, they can. If that not, I think the NCAA, they make enough money off these kids. They should let them, you know, if they want to have that dream of, playing in the NCAA tournament. I mean, they'd have to play the whole season again, but
yeah, I mean, at least them making it back. I'm not saying San Diego, but anybody. You know,
give them the option of, you know, at least trying. So, I don't know, it's a crazy. I do like some of the memes on there, though, with the people going, because, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there. There's some girl was on the couch talking to him, and I'm talking to her, and she's like this. It turned out she was my wife. things I've been doing with no sports.
I love those. Those memes are good. You know, what reminds me of no sports is rushing water and just babbling brooks, like all of the faucets just pouring out like Niagara Falls, just gushing like trickles of just streams.
Stealing out.
Oh, okay, Chris. Chris has to take a 10-10, 2-20. So we better end this thing.
I didn't notice his private chat. I would have stopped.
On that note.
I know he's probably not wearing diapers or anything like that.
Okay, but I'm gonna bring this podcast full stop.
He does have that cool chair, and I want you pissing all over the.
At this point, we want you to go to our Amazon affiliate link, janjack.com/Amazon. Purchase all your diaper needs
or toilet papers. Yeah.
can find those. If you want to become a patron and help out this show, you can go to janjack.com. Click on the Patreon link there.
Get those Tampa Bay Buck jerseys.
At any level. Also, you can send us an email at the, what is it? What is her name?
RCABcast.
Oh,
RCABcast. RCABcast@gmail.com.
It's been a week.
What is it again?
RCABcast@gmail.com.
RCABcast@gmail.com.
There you go. Okay. So anyway, at this point, let's thank just a few more patrons. Chris, you want to say goodbye?
Fuck off. Sorry. No. Wow. I mean, no, not for the patrons. Not for the patrons. Yes.
You've already pissed off enough patrons.
No, that wasn't towards the patrons. That was towards the extending of the show. I'm literally about to piss my pants.
Go on with yourself.
No, we're ending it. So I can hold until you end it. Thank you to all the patrons for doing what you do. We have some special patrons to thank. Matt, would you like to do the honors of those special patrons?
I will do the honors, and I'll just keep it simple. Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Glatfelter, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne, I don't know your original nickname, Drake the Destroyer, and Greg the Gray. Thank you all for everything that you've done for us, and keep what I will end this
over
now.
Here.
Great show, kids. One and a Chris. Blow up the Death Star, kid. Good night.
Good night. Hasta luego. And good night.